September 10th, 2020, this program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Marad Speaks, Block Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, As-salamu alaykum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Ilahi Bey. My topic this evening is Al-Islam, the Tafsir of Imam Wafi bin Muhammad, commentary of the Holy Quran. If you have missed any of the talks, go online to www.blocktalkradio.com archives and you'll be able to listen to the talks that you have missed. So we will open with a short dua and then we have a few announcements before we continue where we left off yesterday. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihi al-kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak. We're asking the believers to say a dua, a prayer for our dear brother Ronald Collis Bell of Cool in the Game. May Allah have mercy on him, forgive him his faults and his sins, and bless him with the paradise. And may his family have strong faith in their hour of bereavement. Also, our beloved brother Akbar Muhammad had surgery. We pray to Allah that his surgery was successful and that he will get well soon and be able to come back to his family and his community. Women complain, heard, and sure. The Quran, Surah 58, Ayat 1, women who complain. I often say, look at an elephant, how big the body of an elephant is, and look at the size of his head. Now, look at the donkey, and look at the size of his head. A big head in comparison to the body. But the elephant has a small head in comparison to the body. I wish Pastor Jeremiah Wright was hearing what I'm saying right now. The donkey can have 50 doctorate degrees. It doesn't make any difference. He's still a donkey because his head is too big in comparison to the body. And of you, any of you ever heard of the big-headed scientist called Yaqut? This is in the Nation of Islam myths. Look at the human being, physical autonomy. Form, look how small our heads is in comparison to our bodies. So the more evolved life, it is the less attention you give your own intelligence. And the more attention you give the need for your intelligence was created to serve. And you have to make sure if you're going to make a decision that is going to affect the future of mankind on this planet Earth or of our neighborhood congregation, your decision should be made by Shura Bainahum. You must meet with the best minds and character. The more decent people must meet, even females can be included, because we know the whole chapter is named The Woman Who Complained. If she is heard in the Quran, the Holy Scripture, you know she is supposed to be heard in our Shura. The Quran, Surah 58, Ayat 7, If there are two, I am the third. So the whole world could have said, we don't like you. I will continue to do my best to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more company than the whole world. The whole world, they bore me. The whole world is like a big empty tomb when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not by my side. What do I need with graveyard company? I don't need graveyard company. My company is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when in the company of the faithful people who trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with that kind of love, oh, it seems as though the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just multiplies. Oh, yes, the more company we get, the feel the same way, it seems that the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so heavy there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if there is two of you, I am the third. If there is three, I am the fourth. If there is more, I am the next. How wonderful it is. The Quran, Surah 58, Ayat 7, no secret meetings. Of three, Allah is the fourth. Matthew 18:20, two or three gathered, I am there. So before, he doesn't mean like you are before me. You are before God all the time. He's where you are all the time. So Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, said that if there is two of us, God is the third. And any number above that, God is the next. So if there is 5 billion and so people on this earth, God is with us. He's the next. Then the one more, because there is God with us. So God is out there and God is right here. Right there. God is with us always, have been. So meeting God doesn't mean you're going to go somewhere, go to Mecca, to the Kaaba, and meet God. He lives there. That's his residence. Let's get away from this childish kindergarten way of seeing things. The way to God is also the way of truth. Now, understand that Al-Islam is a religion that revives interest in the exact sciences and also the other sciences, psychology, and all others. Al-Islam awakened that interest in that and made it possible for the world to come out of darkness and grow to where it has grown today, to be a world appreciating the sciences and technology. That would have not been possible had it not been for the Quran and Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, coming to bring the spiritual community back to their calling. Their first calling is a calling God gave, Adam. And his calling was to be responsible for his own life and for the world around him. So groups set in dhikr, seeking God's guidance, spirit. The Quran, Surah 58, Ayat 7, Allah is amongst the group. You mean when we are interacting like we are now? Not necessarily. When we are disconnected, that happens too. So when we are disconnected, because when we see ourselves disconnected, God had connected all of us. So we are connected, though we see ourselves not connected. So we are connected as light. But she is talking about like we are sitting here. So there are spiritual orders and spiritual devotional societies that meet together just for the purpose. They have it as the main function of their spiritual organization or spiritual group. To meet together, even Muslims do this, meet together just for that purpose so that we will learn how to have patience and how to believe in the will and the spirit of God, and how to sit and have patience, reflect on God, reflect on his wonderful names, his purity, and reflect on his peace, to come more into his peace, so that we become peaceful, that the things that's normally troubling us are not reaching us at that particular time. So you have separated yourself from all troubles, and you are just dwelling in God's peace. I'm using these terms for what of other terms that you would perhaps understand better to be in God's peace and to have patience and wait on him, not to ask for cake and ice cream or for a drink of water, ask for nothing. Just be patient and wait on him. The Quran Surah 58, Ayat 7, Allah is amongst the group. Question, I wonder if you can speak on something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us as divine revelation, but the world has turned us to listen to each other. Could you speak on the ability of people to listen to other people in the spiritual realm? Imam W. Dean Muhammad. You mean when we are interacting like we are now? Not necessarily when we are disconnected. That happens too when we are disconnected, because when we see ourselves disconnected, God has connected all of us. So we are connected though we see ourselves not connected. So we are connected as light. But she is talking about like we are sitting here. So there are spiritual orders or spiritual devotional societies that meet together just for that purpose. They have it as their main function of their spiritual organization or spiritual group to meet together. Even Muslims do this, meet together just for that purpose, so that we will learn how to have patience and how to believe in the will and the spirit of God, and how to sit and have patience and reflect on God, reflect on his wonderful names, his purity, and reflect on his peace, to come more into his peace, so that we believe, we become faithful, or peaceful, pardon me, that the things that's normally troubling us are not reaching us at that particular time. You have separated yourself from all troubles, and you are just dwelling in God's peace. I'm using these terms for what of other terms that you would perhaps understand better, to be in God's peace and to have patience and wait on him, not to ask for cake and ice cream or for a drink of water. Ask for nothing. Just be patient and wait on him. And while you are waiting patiently, you are doing this in conjunction with other members in your immediate environment or circumstances. And if you do that, God brings great relief to your soul and spirit. And sometimes God enriches your mind and understanding. So you should wait on God to manifest in one of you his mercy and his blessings to that effect. So these spiritual orders believe that one person will speak, sometimes one will speak, and another will follow, and different ones will speak who are witnessing this. They believe that when they speak, it is God they are hearing and not themselves. I said all that to point to people who have faith. First, we must have serious faith like those people who have practice that kind of spiritual obedience and silence, where they have silenced their own interests for the sake of knowing God. We have to have faith, and we have to have patience, and we have to have the degree of seriousness to have what we need to listen to each other. The wisest of people, you can have a room full of PhDs, and they have trouble listening to each other. It is not lack of knowledge that it needed to have a listen to each other. It is just a certain condition of the spirit and the soul. We need to be able to listen to each other. So we put God first and foremost, and we realize that what we have to offer is absolutely nothing when it is seen in the light of what God has to offer us. And we don't think of ourselves so important, then we can shut our mouth for a while and listen to each other. The truth of real intelligence is that you will listen to others. That is one of the greatest signs and greatest evidence of a person being intelligent. They will listen to others. Anybody who has to talk all the time and is uncomfortable listening to other persons, even though the person may be under you in knowledge or formal education, if you have no willing spirit to listen to them, your intellect is flawed badly. Sister, you have to listen. You have to listen. Here, I love to listen to others, and I encourage all of you to listen more than you talk. Listen than you talk. The Quran, Surah 59, Ayat 7, wealth not calculate in hand of a few welfarers. Luke 10:30, Good Samaritan. Verse 6, okay. And the neighbors who are near, okay. And the neighbors who are strangers, he said. And the companions by your side. Wenasabil. And the welfarer, Wenasabil. And the traveler, or like you say, child of the road, is a welfarer, child of the road. So it's not exactly a child of the road, because child of the road means a person who never had a home, like a person who's always been out of doors. But this means, yes, child of the road. See, it is that. What Besabil means that they are homeless. A person that's stranded in the road, and those stranded in the road. Yes, sir. So some people just roam from place to place. What you call people like that, vagabond. A vagabond, no, that's an ugly sense. And this is a good sense. So Wenasabil is out of the time, because a long time ago, people used to be of the road, and it was honorable. They would be traveling from work in different places, never setting down in any place. Or they would be traveling like the Bedouin, moving their whole community. But this person be traveling places to place, like maybe looking for income. But he might be stranded tonight. He needs some place to stay until he can find a job in this place, you know. No, something like that. Not quite that either. And then some would just travel for education. That would be the way he gets his education. He would travel to different places. He would get some information on certain scholars in such and such place, and he would travel all the way just to go to that scholar. And after the study there, he moves on another place. So there was many reasons why there were people of the road, you know. So really the time has changed. And this meaning is no more the same to be applied, you see. So I think if we put persons stranded in the road, I like it would be better, because it's a person that deserves some help. Okay, now, here is a problem connected with hereafter. And it changes the meaning long time ago. This word for host, pardon me, guest, for guest, host. But the word is guest, right? So guest plural. So this word now, a long time ago, it would be right. Even in this connection, it would be good, be all right. But now it's not. You know, this word used means like the good Samaritan, the man who needs help, the victim. In the parable of the good Samaritan, he was deified. He was deified. Is singular, I believe, for this word, deified, means your guest or guest, deified. But it means that. The guess is on you at that time. So the guess is on you because of some need or some weakness of some kind. So really in their thinking, in another society is good, but in our society, I don't think it is so good. Even in their society now, they have changed to daif, weak, guess, stranded. So this deified means a guest who needs your support, needs your protection, pardon me, needs your protection, you see. And you know the word, daif means weak or sickly or something. So this deified is of the same word, but it is not a vice. It's not a weakness because of sickness. It is a weakness because of the situation. So your guest in olden days was somebody who was stranded like the welfare. He is a victim of circumstances. Then he took him to the inn. And at the inn, he becomes a deified, which is the singular of this word. He became a guest. So the guest was because of his weakness. There are some weakness, some needs, you see. So he needed protection of the inn, right? So we don't want this kind of word. What we want is the other word that you use. You want visitor. And even if you go to another place, another city, and you host some people, it still would be better to treat them as visitors. There is deified. So what I would suggest is that you just get rid of all the Arabic and don't use the Arabic terminology, but use guest in English. That's right. Use host and hosted. That's right. Use just the English. Host, hosted, hospitality. And the treatment of the word is good. Okay. So just leave off the Arabic or leave the Arabic out of it. So the Arabic would have a different meaning. And it should have been treated too. If you're going to use English, you see, you have to treat the Arabic word too. So the Arabic word dasai comes from, as he says, it went quiet. It won't quite fit what you want to do, you see. So because those people are not people who need your protection or stranded or something, although when somebody comes into your meeting, they are your responsibility. They get hurt in there, and you are responsible. So they are in a weaker situation when they are your guest. They are in a weaker situation, but I think if we went into it and explained, put the English beneath the meaning, we could do it to the Arabic. So I say, if we do it to the Arabic, well, we'll have to face it back to the dependency on us or something. And we wouldn't want them to think like that. Oh, you're conscious of them. Some things used in here is okay. So in fact, this English, all this English is okay, but to treat the Arabic definition will be a problem, so we want to take all the Arabic out. The Quran, Surah 59, Ayat 2 to 5, and 9 to 14, War Conduct. Bukhari, Volume 4, page 25, 27, and 28, War Conduct. Long before the modern world took interest in preserving animal life, vegetation, trees, etc., environmental concerns, he told them how to conduct war, don't harm women, children, elderly, religious houses. So the Quran, Surah 59, Ayat 19, forget God, he forgets you. Neskibat, Neskat Neskibahat, Volume 2, page 54. Knowledge, loss, possession, like stray beasts. So Prophet Muhammad said, science is the lost possession of the believer. And understand Muhammad's science lit the world again. It was lost because we became selfish, satisfied like fat belly Arabs who betrayed missions of El-Islam and began to wallow in the comfort of El-Islam, brought and forgot the discipline. God says, if you forget me, I'll forget you. So the Quran, Surah 61, Ayat 4, be as a solid wall. The Quran, Surah 13, Ayat 2, heaven raised without pillars you can see. So some of you doubt faith. You do not want to trust faith. So your faith is weak. And I'm sure a lot of you came from Christian background. And a lot of you in the radio listening audience are Christians, perhaps. And you might recall the preacher saying, quoting the gospel of Christ Jesus, peace be on him, if you have as much faith as a grain of mustard seed, you can do wonders. So in the Quran and also in the Bible, these two books say barely much the same thing when addressing major issues of doubt and faith. My mother had me take care of the garden. I saw her planting mustard seeds so we could have some mustard green. Those seeds are so small and light, a little breeze can blow them away. That is how small and light they are. But if you take one grain of mustard seed and put it on your finger, be careful, because you will drop it. You can hardly see it. If you rub it, you will see it is hard. And you look at it, and it looks dead. But when you put it in the place where God intended for it to go, to have its life again, it becomes a big bush. And just one leaf of that mustard has weight. The grain of the mustard seed looks dead, and it is hard, solid faith. So Muhammad, the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, taught his followers what God revealed in the Quran. Be together as a solid wall. We stand together shoulder to shoulder as a solid wall. When we pray together in congregational prayer, and we are standing upon faith, we take the stand upon faith. God says, look at the heavenly body. And both scriptures point us to the heavens for us to observe the wonder of the highest orders for human life on this planet Earth. So God says, observe the body that you see in the sky. and how it appears to be supported without props or support under them that you can see. What is it saying to us? That it is saying not only your life, but your existence of the material universe. It is existing upon powers that you cannot see. The sun you cannot see. Wait, it's holding it up. What is holding it up? The moon. You do not see what is holding it up there. You get a telescope and you look at planets, material bodies, a material mass bigger than ours. A planet like Jupiter, and you cannot see looking at them in a telescope. What is holding them up? And science tells you of the trillions and trillions of tons, not pounds, in that mass. And there is hanging out there in space, seemingly with no support holding it up. So that is pointing out to us, to tell us, trust God who designed this creation. Trust the God who designed the universe. Trust him. You cannot explain everything he did. Trust him. He owes. He knows. You know not. So look at what he has done and come up with your explanation for it. I know all about universal gravity. That is what science tells us. But when the farmer looks up there, he doesn't see any universal gravity. All he sees is a big body up there and nothing holding them up. So God's lesson is going to stay no matter what science says. God gives us a lesson. Have faith in the Lord who has designed this world and creation the way it is designed. Is too big for your mind to grasp. Have faith in the one who designed it, and don't doubt. Die to your own life. Die to your mind and live again. The parable of human life is like the plant. This is scripture, not one scripture. To live again, the plant produces a soft, moist thing called a fruit, even if it becomes a crusty thing with a hard crust over it, like a walnut. It was soft before it became hard. Later it becomes hard and it invites you and your curiosity to go inside it. And you go inside it and you find some soft meat, the walnut meat. And it's chewed nice. If you put that hard nut in the ground and you get the situation that God created for it to have a birth, it will have a birth. The soft will break through the hard and take roots in the earth. It will spring up, not a walnut, but a walnut tree with bushes of walnut. That is God's work. So have faith that your little dried up life will have life again. Give it to the plant of God, and it will come to life again and spring up bigger and better and more abundantly than it was before. The Quran, Surah 61, Ayat 10, shall I lead you to a bargain. So the soul can become defeated, distorted, warped, ill-formed. If the wrong thing gets in the soul, can be destroyed by the world. But if we can keep the soul pure, unadulterated in the human form that God made, for it, this soul, will keep signaling to our minds, our intellect, our duty, our responsibility, and will keep pressuring us until we fulfill our part of the bargain with God. Commercial bargain that you'll be so pleased with. Fulfill your obligation to God. The Quran, Surah 61, Ayat 10, shall I lead you to a bargain. This verse ties business with hope for success. It puts business into focus with the hope for success. But it says we are missing the real thing when we are going away from Allah to the dollar for success. Tajiraha. Tajiraha equals commerce, business, enterprise, something that visits the promised prophet, that invites and promised profit, material gain. Allah says, shall I lead you to a business interest that will save you? He didn't say that will make you rich. Many people are rich, but they are lost. Allah then tells us what to believe in Allah and His messenger. Why? We have to believe in Allah and in ourselves. So the messenger is the model for ourselves. He is the type, personality that Allah wants in us. Prophet Muhammad is the ideal human model. The Quran, Surah 61, Ayah 14. Jesus said, be helpers of Allah. So when Jesus found unbelief on their part, he said, who will be my helpers to the work of Allah? Said the disciples, we are Allah's helpers. We believe in Allah. And we do thy bear witness that we are Muslims. Now notice the word that are used here. Jesus said, and they answered by saying, Ashurullah. So the word is that the key, helper. But helper to what? What is it? It is of a word, victory. Helper to victory. Not just helper. Helper can be helping in anything. Could be helper to build a masjid, but helper for the victory's sake. They have an object down the road. They have a goal to reach. So he was asking for helpers that would help him in reaching the goal, gaining the victory. So what is the victory? Truth, freedom, justice, and equality. Who will be my helper to free the minds of the oppressed men so that they promised land of true freedom, justice, and equality, dignity will come, will become a reality for us. Who will be my helper? Who will be Jesus' helpers, not worshipers? So what is it saying? Jesus didn't ask for Arabic. He didn't say, who will become my, meaning my slaves or my worshipers or my servants. He said, who will become my helper? He wanted people to help him reach the victory. Those people that helped him reach the victory are not his servants. That's why they answered, we are Ansurullah. We are the servants of God. And we bear witness that we are the true people, that we are the Muslims. Oh, how wonderful it is, our Lord. We believe in what thou hast revealed, and we follow the apostle, then write us down amongst those who bear witness. Their prayers were not to die on the wrong side of, or to die and not be recorded, that they were on the right side and not on the wrong side. That's the heart of a true believer. He wants to be on the right side, and he wants the record to record him as he was, that he was not with the wrong people. He was on the right side. So the Quran, Surah 62, Ayah 2, Muhammad, purified teacher. So the process of revelation requires the Holy Spirit be in it, evolved, and also that the angels be involved. And then man can be reached through revelation, communication. And these are pure beings that come from high up where there is no impurity. Now it is a sign that the impurities are down here. And the higher you go, the more you into pure air. Revelation cleans man, then the intellect improves. Power is potential, but cleanliness is needed first. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is working on us. He has selected us for himself, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us purified. He wants us to love righteousness, to love cleanliness, to love decency, so that he may complete his favors on us, his blessings on us, the blessings that he wants to complete, need us first to become clean and decent in our hearts and in our souls and in our minds. So we got the rational potential. We got the intellectual potential, but that's not the state that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless unless it has decency, cleanliness, desire for righteousness, desire for cleanliness, desire for decency. So he gives us revelation that before it reaches our intellect, it already touches our heart, and it wants us to be more decent before our Lord. It wants us to be cleaner, more truthful before our Lord. It begins to work on us to put us in a cleaner, decent state and in a more sincere state before even the intellect comes in contact with his great rational message for the future progress of people on this earth. Promised land is for the intellect. So you know when the body wakes up in the morning, the eyes open up. Please don't try to get out of the bed before the eyes open up. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blessing us with leaders who love righteousness, decency, truthfulness, who love sincerity, leaders male and female. Then these are going to be the one that will take us into the promised land for our intellect, so that it will have thinkers, scholars, and scientists born amongst us who will get the attention of the literate world, just like those got the attention of the literate world in the time of our prophet, President, peace be upon him, from hearing the Quran explained and taught by him. Someone might say, oh, you are referring to yourself. No. I said, we would have leaders, not just myself. I'm just one who will have leaders that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless, and is blessing because of their sincerity, their desire for righteousness and decency, uprightness, and cleanliness, etc. The Quran says he will purify them and teach them the book and the wisdom, or the true logic for the book, which will make them wise and give birth to scientists. So dawn is of the intellect. Now going back to the interpretation of the night of power. As the Muslim era or the Muslim age reading on the Genesis, beginning of creation, and understanding that the agent of God, the Holy Spirit, and the angels were really pure beings, and they must descend first, and then the revelation comes, and then the dawn. The day, the dawning, a day with the Lord is as a thousand with you. It's the scripture. Isn't it before the old scripture, a day with the Lord is a thousand years with you? So here comes the day, and the dawning of the intellect. The dawning of the intellect, when this dawning starts happening, and the intellect, then the same thing start happening in the garden. The same thing happens for the world that happens for the garden. That God created the man, put him in the garden. Then he charged him to do what? Dress the garden. Dress the garden. So garden believers will be in the garden of their souls. So these ones who love righteousness, and truancy, they will be awakened. Their intellect will be awakened. And they will see themselves standing in the garden of their own souls. And they will get the message from God, dress the garden, and the Lord that revealed the word of the Quran to awaken our intellect, to turn us on to the scientific inquiry, as well as to the obedience as servants. That same God will have us pretty soon dressing the garden. So these soul brothers, they will have their souls dressing up with clothes manufactured by them, with homes developed, built by them, with factories established by them, with streets paved by them. Now this is dressing the garden. My soul is here, but it needs dress. So you should see me in my dress. That's the way I want to see a soul brother. I want to see a soul brother in a skyscraper that he put up. I want to see a soul brother in a cement factory that he operates, automobile factory that responsible for, etc. Wouldn't that be dressing the soul brother? He would be dressing up. Then wouldn't he? Lord have mercy. So the Quran, Surah 62, Ayat 2, prophets sent to purify and educate. And it is even worse when others have to come in and provide those things for us. So let us not forget that those things that we think of perhaps only in abstract are very much necessary as energizers, as germs of life to manifest material interests. And we include it in the picture, taqwa, tahira, purity. These represent the precious beginnings of real life for the mind of the man. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us Prophet Muhammad, praise and the peace be upon him, to lead us out of the darkness into the light, and to purify us and to break every bond of slavery. He wasn't free, not to enjoy the world like hungry animals, but free to enjoy the world like intelligent men. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us perform in this life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us. Human life, compassionate life, life that has consideration for other life, feel need for others, life that is intelligent, not foolish, a life appreciating beauty and appreciating order and orderliness. So this is what makes second man, the higher man in creation. So he is the sensitive to the more important thing. And he understands that although the material world is the first wound of life, he understands that digesting, understanding that material world gives him a higher existence in a higher world of abstract, where abstract becomes higher. Language of the material world, then the ABC block of the material language that we learn in elementary level of our trip to the place of enlightenment. So in Arabic, Bashirun is the good news. Bashir is the good news giver. So we don't call human skin by this name, but the piling of apple has this name, the skin of the outer thing. So that is to tell us that this new man, God created him in his own sensitive concern. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forms his life anew out of those sensitive concerns. So the Quran, Surah 62, Ayat 5, donkey carrying books. Knowledge should also structure you. So there are many African Americans with doctorate degrees that have nothing but time and leisure. some of these people have no more than a bum in the street has, a whole lot of time and nothing to do. Anyone who has earned a doctorate degree should not be idle. They are supposed to have the intelligence to make a job for themselves. They are supposed to have enough sense to establish themselves. So what is the problem? The problem is that the African American is not really structured by the knowledge he has acquired. So when you acquire knowledge, the knowledge should also structure you. Some people just have the knowledge, but they have not structured their own life after the knowledge. Their life is the life of a poor man. They are like the Quran says of them, a donkey carrying huge loads of books. So you can have 50 PhDs, but if you just memorize the knowledge in order to pass the required examination, then you have not grown with that knowledge. But if you have grown with your learning so that it influences the shaping of your life, and do you take on principles dictated by the knowledge you have received, then you will grow and be in the likeness of your knowledge. If you have the dignity of your field, you will not accept to be idle with the poor. Why can't the African and the African-American people establish themselves? Why can't the African-Caribbean people establish themselves? We are all the same people from the same African ancestry, and we all depend on the white man for hope. We have no vision of our own. We are just following the white man's life. Therefore, we stay in the dark. The object of life is to serve God. What will bring the African-American into proper ordering of his emotionality and into the proper devotional urge rather than the pleasure urge? This world sells its citizens on the pleasure urge. They say that the pleasure is the first motivation. That's the object of man's life, is to be happy. Yes, happiness is a primary need in life. It certainly is basic. But the wise don't call it happiness. They call it well-being. They said that the natural object, the natural goal of life, is well-being. Happiness is too vague of a term to describe this natural goal. Let us take a look at the word well-being. Well-being is not only an essential requirement in our life. It is an essential requirement in the life of anything. A dog, cat, or any other creature will struggle for well-being. But well-being for the human being is a big term, because the limit for our growth are much bigger than the limit for the growth of an ordinary animal or creature. We might be happy. We might start out seeking to acquire something that our life needs. We may be acquiring that, what we were seeking, and still not find happiness, because what we needed or wanted was just one part of what our life really needs. While we were seeking it, we thought that it was the whole. We might say, if I could just get that, oh, how that I would be happy. Finding happiness. Sometimes people think if they get enough wealth, well, they don't have to be insecure or feel any material threats, they will be happy. Most people who have a lot of money are not really happy. There are some people who think that if they get enough knowledge, it will make them happy. You will find that some of the saddest people are those with PhDs. None of these things just mentioned are guaranteed for happiness. The only guarantee for happiness is that you please God. God says of those who please him that he will make their life pleasing to them. So this is well-being. Emotionality is a baby state. in the evolution of man. So the same condition that keeps the African-American people out of progress is a necessary condition to bring them to the proper state. The emotional makeup that keep them out of progress will keep them out of establishment if allowed to prevail in their lives. So this same condition is also necessary to get them on the right path. Emotionality is a baby state in the evolution of man. If we look at the level of progression that life goes through, that society historically has to rise to, we know that the state of emotionality is one of the primitive states of man. But nevertheless, it is that emotional state you must first order correctly before you can find your correct way in the world. So faith is a form of emotionality. Emotionality in its proper state is a suitable womb for the birth of the intellect. Faith is a form of emotionality. I have faith because of my emotional makeup, my spiritual expression, my fear, my intuition, instinct, etc. are nothing but conditions of emotionality. We find then that the original form of man is emotionality. Thus is in emotionality that the intellect draws. Emotionality in its proper state is a suitable womb for the birth of the intellect. So the thing that is wrong with the African people and their descendants, it is in following a people who are not responsible for the establishing them in the world. If they would stop following another people and try to find God, try to solve their problem upon their own strength, their own sensitivity, their own motivation, they would come to the light once again. And this is the answer. And it is as simple as that. We live in a country where we were once slaves. And what has been our path from slavery to freedom? It has been one of rejection to integration. We were struggling against social rejection to be integrated, to get into the mainstream of life in America. Our whole history as a people in this country has been one of struggling under pressure of separation and segregation and trying to get out of an isolated situation and be accepted in the white man's society. Barakallahu Badeen, surely Allah speaks the truth. We will continue this next Wednesday at 7 p.m., inshallah. We're out of time. And we want to remind you to Sister Claire Muhammad's pioneer Islamic education in the United States have raised $5,425. And it has to raise an additional $100,000. We are asking the believers to make a donation to the great cause. You can go to GoFundMe.com to make your donation, created by friends of Imam Donnell Kareem. Also, you can purchase his book on Sister Claire Muhammad. Help make possible the publishing of Imam Donnell Kareem's book. Imam Donnell Kareem was a helper of Imam Warfi Muhammad and a friend. Donnell Kareem has been a practicing member of this Muslim community for over the 74 years. So we want to help that situation. Also, during this pandemic, where you have a limit on the amount of people that can go to the masjid, we should take out a subscription to Muslim Journal. and help the Muslim Journal. This way you will know what's happening in your community and throughout the Muslim world. So we thank New Africa Excellent Enterprise LLC, Murad Speaks, for allowing us to come before you once again, and we thank you. May God guide us and have mercy on us and bless us with the light of understanding. As I greet you in the Arabic language, Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you, and thank you for listening.